Sean, given you're without the entire spine of a potential first team with Heaton, Tarkowski, Defoe, Wood, are you happy with the point?
Yeah, definitely. And you end up, after the first half, I'd have taken a point because they were the better side, more productive. You know, not massively, but more productive. And we still look like we're fine on feet. It's almost a new group that played tonight, in the sense that they haven't played many games together, you understand. And then second half, you know, it was one of them that the last 6 or 7 minutes were actually dominating their box to go for the win. So I was very pleased with the mentality, that's for sure. And even overall, you know, we're having a tough run at the minute, but we've got 35 points on the board and we're seventh in the Premier League, and that's our 18th point away from home. So, you know, I've got to look at the bigger picture as well as the immediacy.
Yeah, and you could become victims of your own success, I suppose, because of what you've done in the first half of the season too.
Yeah, I mean, we don't look at it like that. But, you know, we, and there's no excuses from us. Injuries happen. That's the way it goes. And I like my squad. I've got a belief in my squad. And the players that are coming in, you know, I want them to go and experience what it's like to play in the Premier League and form another group who can play together. But it's not that easy when you're having to patch it up and put people in and take them out and move the squad around. So, overall, I'm pleased to get another point on the table.
Ashley Barnes had a goal disallowed. What do you make of that? And could you arguably have had a penalty just a few seconds before it?
It's impossible we didn't. You know, more so because we haven't had one all season. So that's a strange one. I don't think they have either, by the way. I think that was their first. Cork is turned in the box. I think it was Dummett. He's lost his footing, by the way. But then he's clearly, whilst he's lost his footing, made sure that he gets across the person running to get the ball and brings him down. It's a clear penalty. And like I said, we haven't had one all season, so all we can hope is on another day we get them. And then, as you're suggesting, immediately afterwards, Barnes gives the centre-half the tiniest touch in the back and he goes down. We know what that's like in the Premier League, by the way, so that's not a surprise. But it is when a centre-half goes down and he chests it and finishes it. So I think we're unlucky on both counts.
Last one from me, Sean. Whenever you sort of read the name of a Burnley player in the media, the words old-fashioned seem to quite often come before them, maybe with yourself as well. But when you had Aaron Lennon on the pitch on one wing and George Nkudu on the other, you've got pace, you've got width now. Are Burnley going to play in a different style, or is it just another option that you've got now?
I'm not really that fussed, you know, what people think of me. I've been doing it
really?
A while. Yeah, you know, you'd be surprised by that, I know. I'm more interested in the players learning, developing, improving, and the team performing and trying to get points on the table. Opinions are all for everyone else to worry about, you know, and I'm not knocking them. Everyone has one, it's fine. But we really just concentrate on the group, every game as it comes, and focus on that.
Cheers, Sean. Appreciate that. Thank you.
How much character have you shown tonight, Sean? Because you had a few setbacks and you were behind.
Yeah. No, a lot. You know, the squad, the team rather, at half time, I thought we had a soft first half, I reminded them of that, but not in an aggressive way. And then second half, we grew into it and they scored a good goal from their point of view. Very good ball in, and then we reacted, and I was really pleased with that. I was pleased with the reaction of the players on the pitch, pleased with the subs who came on and affected it. And in the end, you know, we're certainly deserving of a point, because the last 7, 8, 9 minutes of the game we've dominated their box and, you know, put them under enough pressure, I think, to at least got a point on the board. So we're pleased with the second half and the finish to the game, but we know we've got to tidy up the first half. That being said, had to make changes again tonight and remould a team, so I'm very pleased with that and the attitude towards that.
Is it an overdue sort of result, an overdue point, a reward? Because we've talked so many times about the fine margins and getting nothing from decent performances.
I think somewhat. I thought we were better against Man U and we got nothing. I thought we were better against Huddersfield and we got a point. You know, it's frustrating when you haven't won in a while, but on the other hand, 35 points and 18 points away from home, that is our 18th point. Last season we got 7 in a season. It's hard to... You know, it's hard to see beyond that. It's a fact, and it's a good fact. It's a strong fact. You know, we're improving as a group. We're not remotely saying we're this, that and the other. All I've tried to say is we're trying to improve year on year. And there are strong signs of that. And even tonight, where we're at stretch, I thought the character of the players coming in, the connections, attempted connections on the pitch, you know, team connections and the way they learn about each other, it has to come quickly at the minute because of the injuries we've got. But there's a willingness and a desire, and I thought that was on show as the game wore on particularly.
How good was it to see Aaron Lennon out there in a Burnley shirt as a sub? First touch, win the ball. Second touch with a nutmeg, I think.
No, I enjoyed his performance. I thought he was really sharp. I thought he affected the game. And GK invokes, he invokes with a little touch for the goal. I think they have to give it to the keeper, but you'd like to, you know, you prefer it given to him. I'm sure the keeper would. You know, we want people to be productive on the pitch. And if it's a quiet night from them, we want people to be productive who come on the pitch. And I thought there was a good show of that again tonight.
and your big list of injuries, hopefully no more added to it, any more likely to be off it anytime soon?
Well, unfortunately, the news, I had to put the news out there before the game, Stephen DeForsey, and especially, is likely to have an operation, likely to be out for some time. So that's a blow to us. Tarkey, better news. We think he's is settling down. We're not sure whether he makes Saturday, but we're a bit more hopeful with him. Woody's making progress. Wardy's making progress. So, you know, some coming back. It's just how quickly we can get them back. And while that's the case, then we look for these players to stand up like they did do tonight.
And just lastly on Defoe, finding his feet, having such a good season, that must be such a blow.
Yeah, and for him, I mean, he's been playing with it. It's nothing could be helped. He's been playing with it, didn't even know it was there. Bit of a sore knee, took him for a scan, and there was a problem with his cartilage, which the specialist will have to sort out. So, you know, it's and he was thoroughly enjoying his season, and rightly so, because he's been excellent.